got to say something. Lightweight, step it aside when we come in. Feel it in your chest, the syllables get pumping. People on the street can panic and start running. Words on loose leaf sheet, complete coming. I jump on my mind, I summon the rhyme I'm dumping. Healing the blind, I promise to let the sun in. Sick of the dark ways, we march to the drumming. Jump when they tell us that they wanna see jumping. Dad, I wanna see some fist pumping. Risk something, take back what's yours. Say something that you know they might attack you for. Cause I'm sick of being treated like I had before. Like a stupid standing for what I'm standing for. Like this war's really just a different brand of war. Like it doesn't cater to rich.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, November 2nd. This is Charlie McGrath's Wide Awake News, and I am Karen Tostado because it's time for Karen's Corner. It's a crazy world we live in. The markets are down. They're crashing gold and silver, dropping it, dropping everything except for the almighty dollar. And we know that in this country, and actually globally now, the almighty dollar is king. And following orders to make sure that the bankers get money seems to be the way things are going. Manipulating the weather is also part of it. And back in 1997, the government ran a hurricane simulation on a hurricane that just coincidentally happened to be named Sandy. My guest tonight in the first hour is Deborah Tavares, and she's been looking into this as well. She has a lot of other websites, refusesmartmeters.com. She's also got smartmetersmurder.com. stopthecrime.net. Deborah, I know that there's some that I'm missing here, but welcome to the program. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Well, thank you so much, Karen. And yes, we're in a moment of just an amazing weather hit, a weather wars event on the eastern seaboard. And we certainly know that this weather has been manipulated. The other site that we're running is www.toxicsky.org. And we also refer to Roslyn Peterson's website on that site as well, which is Agriculture Defense Coalition, and she's got over 40,000 documents. All will show anyone that's listening that this was a manipulated weather event. But this is also a massive land grab, a massive financial hit to the United States. Because many of these homes will not be allowed to be rebuilt. In prior hurricane areas, many areas are still in rubble. And again, this is a massive land grab. If you go to our site, stopthecrime.net, I refer everyone that's listening to the Wildlands Project map. And take a look at the United States, where there is 50% of the United States scheduled for human access denied. And you will see along the eastern seaboard where this weather event was directed and took place that the access denied is denied. And we're in horrific times. We are absolutely under attack on many fronts, food supply, water supply, air, land, regulations, the lawlessness, on every single level. And we really, at this point, must now think of being in a battlefield mode. And everyone needs to prepare with food and water. We can take much of what we're hearing coming out on the news on the eastern seaboard. Pray for all of those people. But prepare yourselves wherever you are as well so that you're not caught without the basic necessities to carry on.
It is really a mess. And I do believe that war has been declared upon the people. And
absolutely. Absolutely, Karen. In fact, in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document that we do have posted on stopthecrime.net, really, I recommend everybody read this document. It's only 41 pages, and it talks about the fact that this can't be leaked to the public or that they will know that war is being declared. And what they talk about in this document explains what we see happening now, not only in our educational system, not only with the rules and regulations coming down from all the alphabet agencies that are essentially run by the global banksters, the criminal cabal. But, you know, the Fish and Game, the U.S. Forestry, the DOD, the DOE, FCC, all of them are put in place to further the takedown and the dismantling of the United States. And you can see this in these documents. They talk about putting forward laws that will be lawless. In fact, in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, they say a silent weapon system operates upon data obtained from a docile public by legal but not always lawful force. When the government is able to collect tax and seize private property without justification, it is an indication that the public is ripe for surrender and is consenting to enslavement and legal encroachment. And this is where we are now. And they are taking it all. This is totalitarian takedown for a new world order. And we are definitely under attack.
Well, I believe that, you know, it's difficult at times to still try and maintain a sense of hope and optimism in the face of such horrific criminal activity that still is being ignored by the mainstream, and so many people are unaware that the government wants to own the weather by 2025. You can do a search for that. U.S. wants to own the weather by 2025. And you can come up with a document, folks, and read it for yourself. They got into this, they perfected it during the Vietnam War, and they've been using it ever since. And now they're even talking about, in terms of their problem, reaction, solution, now they're starting to bandy about things like, oh, now the government's going to have to find out how to work with hurricanes so that they can lessen the impact, when it's exactly the opposite of that. And we are so calm on so many levels, it's really hard to find which way is up, especially now with this huge Hurricane Sandy. Still many people in New York who don't have water, who don't have electricity, or who have too much water because it's all over and they're flooded.
And their homes have been pushed off their foundations. This is unbelievable. Blocks, areas have been burned to the ground. And this is just this is weaponized weather being used now against us. And I invite and request that everybody listening right now go to our website and take a look at the posting we have under source documents. You want to look at the future warfare, the NASA future warfare, circa 2025. This is a 2001 document. And it was a PowerPoint, and they talk about everything that is based in this document, in all cases, is based upon existing data, trends, analysis, and technologies. Quote, no pixie dust. And they talk about the attacks planned in the continental United States. They talk about the micro dust that will attack our lungs and is fully weaponized and is a wholly new type of warfare, but is legal. And when we hear about other countries, such as what's happening in some towns right now in Libya, where the villages are being attacked by planes with weapons of mass destruction, phosphorus and other weapons, depleted uranium, are being dumped on these villages, they say, from militia. And these people are dying without even having a bullet. And those that have fled into the desert, in one town in particular, have been out into the desert for over a week and are trying to return to see the status of their homes and other family and neighbors. And there are militias set up around the peripheral of this town, and they're mowing these people down with machine guns. And there are reports coming out of the villages now that is talking about the horrific lack of humanitarian aid that is being, they're requesting aid from the UN, from the United States, from Russia, from China. Everyone is silent. And this town is being obliterated. They're using tanks to knock over the homes, so there's nothing for anyone to return to. And when you look at the UN...
Wow. Wait, yeah, hold on to that, Deborah. We've got a commercial coming up. Folks, we're talking weather manipulation. We're talking what the government is actually doing and using us to perform these acts, these atrocities. So hang on, please. We'll be right back after this break.
Charlie McGrath of WideAwakeNews.com here with a question for my friends at Austin Rare Coins and Bullion. What do they know that we don't? Insiders and a who's who list of elite have made it crystal clear that we are headed for catastrophe, putting out warning after warning, urging people to batten down the hatches. Billionaire George Soros has recently been dumping stocks and at the same time acquiring millions in gold. In fact, in a recent interview, he was quoted as saying, "I'm not here to cheer you up. The situation is as serious and difficult as I've experienced in my career." Out of control government deficit spending and a Federal Reserve that's only solution seems to be print more fiat currency will lead to a weaker dollar and massive inflation on necessity items such as energy and food. If you have wealth to protect, please visit my friends at Austin Rare Coins and Bullion. Gabe Elton and the folks at Austin Rare Coins and Bullion have many Wide Awake News customers because they're honest, they're fair, and they won't sell you paper promises or product they do not have. Call Gabe Elton at 800-552-4109. That number again, 800-552-4109, or visit them online at austincoins.com.
Remember this name, Carnivora. That's CARNIVORA.com. What if I told you that this 100% pure and natural product was delivered directly to the White House at President Reagan's personal request at a time when only the president was able to obtain it? Reagan used this amazing product, Carnivora, successfully. A product derived only from nature that has the intelligence to instinctively attack abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. And the power to actually wake up critical immune cells from dormancy to attack foreign invaders that don't belong in our bodies. Carnivora is now obtainable by anyone who wants to get healthy and stay that way. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY and protect yourself with 17 naturally occurring compounds that will unleash powerful immune defense. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY and get your Carnivora today. Visit carnivora.com.
Will 2012 bring the Mayan end of world or the global banking collapse? In 2007, one man, Mike Dillard, made five predictions which forecasted the 2008 economic crisis and the pending Eurozone collapse. This week, Mike unleashes three brand new, shocking, must-watch videos with predictions for the coming year. www.thethreevideos.com. Over the past year, Mike Dillard has helped thousands of ordinary people create and recover wealth by tapping into the black box investing strategies the big banks don't want you to know about. www.thethreevideos.com. As the European banking system implodes and governments collapse at breakneck speeds, the next 12 months will be the most anticipated and important months in modern human history. This will make 2008 look like a walk in the park. Everyone will be affected. Go to www.thethreevideos.com now. Learn how to prepare your family and prosper during the global financial collapse.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are with Deborah Tavares this evening. Now, Deborah, where exactly is this that you are talking about, these atrocities happening? We've got more questions in the chat.
It's in Libya, and there was an article I pulled off of the Drudge Report that talked about these horrific events that were happening. And I've got it posted up on my website, stopthecrime.net. But I want to quickly go into mentioning that everyone We have some new postings on ToxicGuy.org. One is called Genocide from the Sky. And this is a recent posting resulting from the conference in Southern California a couple of months ago, where Alfred Lamont Weber gives a talk on what is happening. And I recommend everybody watch that. I also recommend everyone listen to my interview with Dr. Bill Deagle. And we also had that transcribed. So for those that might be sensitive, which now many people are finding, they can't sit for long at their computers. We're trying to get things so that people can download it if they can't watch YouTube. But I wanted to just say that we know in recent years we've had devastating fires, record-breaking fires, hot, fast-moving fires, burning down hundreds and hundreds of homes all across the nation, prolonged droughts and powerful tornadoes and earthquakes. Again, we've never seen these record-breaking events in our lifetime. And the type of weather activity is not normal. And they attribute this to global warming. But when you look at the Iron Mountain Report, which is on our site, stopthecrime.net, that was a study requested by John F. Kennedy in 1961. And it speaks about the elites that are going to create mass pollution. They're going to create a number of horrific events because they believe the glue to hold society together so they can maintain power and control is through mass fear. And once we understand what they are doing, and they are telling us in their documents what they are going to do, once you understand, then you're not going to live in fear as you see these events. You'll understand that it is an agenda. And in fact, we have an excellent quote on the site. We have flyers on the site. Everyone can print these off on all our sites. But this is from former FBI director, and this is a warning. The individual is handicapped by coming face-to-face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to the realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent. And this was in 1956. We have been warned. These are masters of deceit. And I just wanted to go back to a conversation about these weather events and the fact that President Clinton's Defense Secretary, William Cohen, was quoted saying back in 1997 that eco-terrorists are engaged in a type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. And this is not a fantasy in the sky. We know that Nikola Tesla developed and demonstrated the ability to create artificial earthquakes many decades ago. And his research experiments fell into the hands of Americans and Russians after his death in 1943. And they talk about all of these things. This is as well known as being able to generally rely on flipping your light switch and the lights go on. This is that well known, the weather manipulation. So for any of you that are living on the outskirts of not believing this, do more research. Look on the site and also type in Dino Gel, D-Y-N-O-G-E-L. This is something very, very interesting, because Dino Gel was a company that professed that this was a new storm-fighting product that dissipates clouds. And it is a Florida-based environmental products company, and it said it has successfully tested and formulated polymer substance capable of removing clouds from the sky. They claim that it works by absorbing water from the storm and turning it into a gel that drops to the ocean. And this is back in 2001. And they talked about that a team of weather experts loaded 2,000 or 20,000 pounds of the storm-busting product into a C-130 jet in Palm Beach International Airport. And during that day's test, a team of members removed a building thunderstorm completely from the atmosphere, a first-ever feat documented by Doppler radar, the company said. And in the future, DynoMat, which is the company, says it hopes to muzzle a hurricane. Well, I can tell you, Karen, when I've been down to Santa Cruz in Central California for some conferences that last year, actually, when Dr. Stan Monteith had his annual conference, we went out in the parking lot, and we were able, with sticks, to take dripping globs of this gel that were hanging off of stanchions from the telephone pole. And people were coming out and looking at this gel that was just globs all over the place.
Wow. Well, hang on to that now, Deborah. All right, folks, we're going to be back after these messages. Please stay tuned.
Charlie McGrath of WideAwakeNews.com here with a message about Legacy Premium freeze-dried storable food, available at BuyEmergencyFoods.com. I recently returned from a trip to the manufacturing facility, and I'm here to tell you it was impressive. Over 50 employees working hard to produce the highest quality, best-tasting, most healthy, certified GMO-free freeze-dried storable food on the market. And now that I've been to the manufacturing facility, I can tell you, from receiving to production to shipping, these guys have one thing in mind, that is quality, plain and simple. Please do yourself, do your loved ones a favor, be prepared for an uncertain future with Legacy Premium freeze-dried storable foods available at buyemergencyfoods.com. You can call them at 888-543-7345. That number again, 888-543-7345, or better yet, visit them online at buyemergencyfoods.com.
You're listening to Charlie nationwide and worldwide on the Internet on the Rents Radio Network. Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 10,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rents.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rents.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, welcome back to Karen's Corner of Charlie McGrath's Wide Awake News. And I am calling peaceful warriors who are listening to my voice. Calling peaceful warriors, it's time to make a choice. The madness is upon us and knocking at the door. The madness is the fear within. The madness calls for war. Calling peaceful warriors, think what battle has achieved. Just death and mass destruction for those who were deceived. By lies from politicians whose masks are all now falling. Use your own volition, peaceful warriors, I am calling. Because we need to go within. We need to start making moral decisions and stop accepting immoral decisions, especially from ourselves and then from those who say that they represent us, because they do not. Now, Deborah, where were you picking off these globs? I've seen spider webs and things like that before and kind of strange. I see a lot of chemtrails, but I haven't picked up any blobs.
Yeah, well, that was interesting because Dr. Stan has spoken of seeing those often down in Santa Cruz. Now, we're a couple of hours north of Santa Cruz, actually 1 hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge. I have not seen those globulars myself here. I have had many occasions, though, when I've walked barefooted out on my concrete or on wood, and I can feel some stickiness. But we actually saw globs hanging down from the stanchions of poles. But what I wanted to tell you, and I'm not sure that that was dino gel, but it was a gel. But I want to tell you, too, one more thing. During the assassination of the ambassador, during that week, in the New York Times, tucked in the New York Times, was a photograph of HAARP and how HAARP arrays were all over the world. It was from the National Security Agency. And it's an image that you can see heavy beams sweeping down across the planet. And they are HAARP mind control transmissions that we are all under. And most direct and intrusive way that they are monitoring all of us and also affecting the weather. Now, I have this map up on our website. It's under a PowerPoint that I did called The Oath Keepers. So I've got another talk going up on the website with Lorraine Murray that addressed this map. She was the one that actually found it in the New York Times. I also want to point out to everybody that in and on our website in the Oath Keepers talk, you will see a mission statement that we retrieved out of the Pennsylvania Smart Infrastructure Incubator, Carnegie Mellon Engineering. And they talk about, in their mission statement, they say Pennsylvania companies and institutions have a hidden secret. They are leading a revolution in our infrastructure. They want to help expose the secret to the world. Tomorrow's infrastructure will be a blend of traditional physical infrastructure, transportation, transit systems, buildings, pipes, power grid, concrete, and steel. They're going to add cyber infrastructure, computers, networks, and sensors in ways that are just emerging. Now, I haven't read the entire quote of their mission statement, but I want to alert everybody to this mission statement on our website. Further, when one looks at what's coming out of Carnegie Mellon, you see that they are looking to rebuild cities from the old rubble. So they are in play with rebuilding the cities that they are going to destroy. And also on our website, we have the dome that is proposed to be built in Northern California in Lassen County. And it is a dome out of plastic. and it's going to be built over an existing 2,000 population. And they claim that this is going to cover most major U.S. cities in the future. And the purpose of the dome is to protect the cities from tornadoes, and it can protect them from up to a Class 5 hurricane. Now, of course, what they're doing is they're calling us out of our rural lands, which is the massive land grab under UN Agenda 21. And they're doing that by weather, by all the fires and all the storms. They're wiping private property rights. They're taking them away. And they want to eliminate a large portion of the population. In fact, the future doesn't need us, according to that NASA document that I mentioned, Karen, that I asked everyone to look at. They literally talk about how humans are inadequate compared to robots, that we're too slow, too large, too tender, and that we're fast becoming replaceable by robots. And this is in a NASA document. That document is 114 pages. It takes your breath away. It talks about the planned attack. It talks about the CNN syndrome psychological warfare that they're going to do here in our country. CNN, of course, has been a front for psychological warfare, the betrayal of the media. It's been a psychological front.
Fox.
And it says, and it talks about CNN in this NASA document. And NASA talks about, in the beginning of this document, they talk about how we're on a spaceship Earth, and we're the crew, and we're not reading the manual. It says the crew are plundering the ship's supplies, tinkering with the temperature and life support control, still looking for the instruction manual, engaging in bloody skirmishes in every corner of a vessel, increasing the size of the crew by 2 million per week. This is in a NASA document. They say humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution of the planet. We've caused global warming, pollution, and deforestation, which they have done. They are doing it. When you look at that Iron Mountain document, you will see how they planned the mass pollution to create global warming, to blame it on us and massively pollute the Earth, and to then create environmental laws and treaties that would take away our freedoms, which they have done.
I agree. I know that it's a huge, huge problem, that it's hard to connect all the dots because they're so pervasive and they're in just about every area we can think of. And we've been successfully compartmentalized into doing our jobs, into having to have a job to get money because it's profit over people. And now with the militarization that they're using on individuals to throw them out of their property, you know, the drones in uniforms, I think, are even scarier than just a regular drone, because these people are following immoral orders. They're there to take, to control the situation. They don't care. I mean, the whole world is turning into a military occupation by ourselves in uniforms. This is a thing, Deborah, that I'm trying to get out, is we've got to wake up and stop following these immoral orders. We've got to step out of our uniforms and into our lives and understand that there will be no planet for our grandchildren and no hint of freedom ever unless we peacefully begin to stop going along with this, pull out of it, and there will be skirmishes, but it doesn't have to be this massive, horrible war that they're planning. We'll be back after these messages, folks. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, Charlie McGrath here at WideAwakeNews.com, and I'm here to tell you I believe that Chris and the folks over at Seeds Now Wildlands.com offer the best product at the best prices with the best service of anybody in the market. But don't take my word for it. Listen to what some of their customers have to say. Joshua in Florida writes, exceeded my expectations. Shipping was prompt and a number of my plants are already starting to sprout. Thanks for being great. And Ryan in California writes, I just received my Homestead Seed Bank, my all-in-one prepper pack, and seed-to-seed storage and growing guidebook, and I could not be more pleased. Thanks, Seeds Now. Now I can start growing and get off the GMOs. Keep up the great work. And the list goes on and on. Guys, it's time to make SeedsNow.com an integral part of your long-term preparedness strategy. Please call them at 877-344-4669. That number again, 877-344-4669. Or better yet, visit them today at SeedsNow.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified, abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. For 1 month, Rinse listeners receive free shipping. Go to the banner on the front of the Rinse website and click on the link for more info.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Make a promise.
All right, welcome back to Karen's Corner of Charlie McGrath's Wide Awake News. My guest this evening is Deborah Tavares for the first part, and we've been talking about the weather modification, Hurricane Sandy, among other nefarious plans of the New World Order. And right now we have a caller. We're joined by a friend of mine. Deborah, I'd like you to meet Siobhan Cerisi, who happens to be in New York at the moment and can tell us a little bit about what she saw just prior to Hurricane Sandy. Siobhan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Karen. Thank you so much for inviting me to be on for a little bit. Hi, Deborah.
Are you safe Deborah. Where you are?
Hi. Yeah, you know what? I am. I'm very grateful. I'm safe and unharmed, and so are my loved ones. There's a lot of damage to the poles. A lot of where I am, for instance, I don't have power at the house. The only thing heating the house is like a propane sort of fireplace, but other than that, there's no electricity. And so some parts have their electricity back, some parts don't. A lot of the South Shore of Long Island is quite destroyed. Little towns like Lindenhurst and West Islip and Babylon, Fire Island is not looking so good. There's lots and lots and lots of damage. What the interesting thing is, lately, as of today and last night, yesterday, we started seeing really long lines for gas. like mile-long lines, cars waiting for gas for 2 hours, 3 hours. Today, most of those gas stations are out of gas or they don't have the power to pump the gas. So that's happening. But, you know, then we hear reports of gases coming is on the way, but, you know, that it might not be here till next week.
What's the price on gas?
Say again?
Now, what's the price on gas now?
It's about $4 average, maybe like $3.89 on the low end.
So they're not price gouging on gas at this point?
I would say no, not at this point, because that's pretty normal prices for this area,
right?
And New York.
Well, that's good.
Well, we're hearing things here from what limited media that we're getting, with a lot of details with people calling from New York, that many people that only have credit cards and have relied on their cards are able to go to their banks and only withdraw $100. Are you hearing that there? Is that a reality for you there?
I haven't heard anything like that, no.
Okay. And that places, because of the power outages, are, of course, only able to accept cash. So many people are caught short of cash or cashless, and they're having trouble getting food or et cetera. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, no, this storm kicked our butt. You know, the boroughs, Long Island, New York City, I mean, lower Manhattan was, like, underwater. The subways are flooded. The Battery Tunnel from Brooklyn to Jersey, I believe it goes to Jersey, is completely filled with water. They estimated like 43 million gallons of water. So it's pretty intense. It's, you know, I'm very grateful that I'm safe and unharmed, but there are many who aren't.
I know.
And we have to, you know, hold them in our minds too and just send them prayers, because people's lives are devastated. And
yeah.
And, of course, you know, you guys talking about it before, knowing that this storm was played with, if not generated completely, absolutely played with. I saw with my own eyes and recorded footage of it, lots of aerial spraying activity in the sky, and these people have called them, like, chem dogs, I think they're called, or something like that. But these,
yeah, chem dump.
Okay, so yeah, these patches of light, you know, iridescent light patches, and then another patch of light, and then trails through that, and complete whiteout. And then, of course, we saw days and days before that heavy spraying, and you could see the energy, the frequency, whatever frequencies they're putting out. We can see that in the clouds and
yeah,
the chemtrails.
It makes the chemtrails sort of almost wispy and little hairs coming off of them, doesn't it? When they've got HAARP involved in the frequency.
Yeah, it looks like that. And it also looks to me like little, like bumps, almost like waves, like a choppy ocean or something like that.
Well,
pre-storm, about a week or so before the storm, the skies were just filled with that stuff. So they're definitely doing, you know, pushing some type of energies through the atmosphere and spraying like crazy. And
well,
I took footage of it, and then I had seen on Facebook before my power went out, you know, many people from other states along the East Coast also posting videos and photographs of what they were seeing, and we're all seeing a lot of the same stuff, a lot of these light, iridescent light patches, you know, that rainbow-looking effect to them, and just, you know, annihilated with the spraying.
Well, I can tell you, too, Siobhan, that here in Northern California, we were seeing a couple of weeks prior to what occurred there in New York, a lot of chemtrailing, heavy, heavy man-made clouds. They've been injecting it with carbon black, which intensifies the storm as they send them through the jet stream. And we could see a lot of what was happening there being sent in conjunction with what they were doing with you. I mean, it was directing this storm from all areas. It was unbelievable. We can't rely on our weather people anymore. They're all reading the same script, lie after lie after lie.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
that's for sure.
How can they predict
anything accurately at this point, because the weather's being modified all the time? So, kind of a joke these days.
Yeah, it's artificial. It's all artificial, and they've completely weaponized it. And we have to come to grips with this reality And, of course, what they did there is unbelievable.
You know, Deborah,
Siobhan mentioned before, Karen, about the 1997 simulation. That's exactly 15 years ago to this month, or to the month of October, that simulation took place. I don't know if the number 15 means anything to any of these elite circles, but whatever, you know, that's the amount of time since that simulation that occurred in upstate New York, where they did a drill. I guess you might have the resource or the site for that. Some meteorological institution upstate did a hurricane drill, and coincidentally enough, it was named Sandy, Hurricane Sandy, and it was a storm pretty much almost exactly or similar to this storm in its trajectory. Karen, do you have any research on that or anything that you could cite? I know you were talking about it earlier.
Well, I put the links into the chat room earlier, and Deborah has also sent out information on that 1997 drill, and I definitely wanted you two ladies to meet because, Deborah, Siobhan is involved with LongIslandSkyWatch.com as well and is really in these chemtrails. She also hosts a radio program, so I know there's a lot to talk about in terms of what's going on, and I think that you two will be good. I just thought that it would be great to have you meet each other and find out what's going on in New York.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. It's wonderful to know people on either side of the coast and in between are aware of the danger that we're all in with this manipulation of our lives. We're nothing but now mere lab rats, and they're throwing it all at us at this point. And to watch what happened to you there on the East Coast was horrific, because they've been hitting all of us in horrific ways. But the loss of private property, they're already talking about not rebuilding the boardwalk in Jersey.
Wow.
So,
have you heard that, Ron?
This is a massive land grab in conjunction with the storm. Remember, everything that they do has multiple purposes. Everything has multiple purposes. So they're disguising this land grab and imploding the economy there with this horrific storm event and putting thousands and thousands of people out of their homes and then likely not going to issue permits that will allow them to rebuild. So we're under attack.
No, you're right about that, because, I mean, Agenda 21 is definitely on the move here, smart growth. You know, all this talk about smart growth and sustainable development. They're having meetings about it titled, you know, water worries, that we need to start worrying about our water and that needs to be more, you know, regulated and controlled. And so that's already here
Have you seen, Siobhan, have you seen the Wildlands Project map that we have posted on stopthecrime.net?
I have. I actually put that map in my book, a picture of that map in my book, Operation Humanity Transcending Part 1, because I did a short piece on Agenda 21. And that map is, I mean, the black dots are the people left, and there really aren't that many folks. If you see this map, most of the land is highly regulated and under control of the federal government. Very little areas on the map are where people can actually be, and there aren't many people on the map.
That's right. In fact, we can look along the eastern seaboard of the map that's on stopthecrime.net. Now, what we did is Michael Kaufman's map, we reversed the colors. It's his map, but with the colors reversed so that you can see more plainly where the human settlement zones are. And they're relocating society now off of rural lands and relocating us off the coast. We can see that on the map. There's some areas along the coast that will still be apparently allowed for some human access, but you can see how they are literally moving us off the coast. And when you look at the NASA document, Siobhan, that and Karen, that I spoke about, that we have posted on stopthecrime.net, this needs to go viral. This needs to go viral. They talk about cyborgs They talk about robots, replacing humans with robots. They say that they say choo-choo. This is on page 35 of the NASA document on stopthecrime.net. It goes choo-choo, like chewing and chewing. A flesh plant-eating robot that hunts biodigests natural foods to live off the land.
Wow. You know, this hour went very quickly, Deborah. I know we've got a lot to say. We've got Roslyn Peterson coming up the next hour, and she's going to have a lot to add to this, too. I'm wondering if you ladies would like to hang out just through the first segment to say hello to Roslyn. We can hear what her thoughts are as well on Hurricane Sandy. And ladies and gentlemen, this is serious stuff here, so please stay tuned. Tell your friends the weather is being manipulated and we are being experimented on. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned for more. Meanwhile, the leader just talks away, stuttering and mumbling for nightly news to play. The rest of the world watching at the end of the day, both scared and angry like, what did he say?
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123RENS.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123RENS.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123RENS.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123RENS.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123RENSE.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Nationwide and worldwide on the net and at rents.com.